Thank you, Sammy. That's a really interesting presentation, as ever, and really pleased to hear another sort of approach being taken in a different nation. I quite like the idea of surveys, though, where you've got a national model, but you're getting your regions to fill in as well and supplement the survey, because it creates some efficiencies. I think it's something we would like to explore in the UK as well, but we're not quite there yet. But certainly that degree of standardisation, you know, whether it be across national or regional boundaries, it can be really effective here at a time where we're all looking at surveys that cost a lot of money and draw a lot of funds from our statistical budgets. We'll obviously open up the floor for any questions. I'm not seeing any. I need to make sure I'm on the right screen here. Not seeing any on my screen at present. I could offer just one question, perhaps, and then we can see where it takes us. So my question would be, so we are obviously, here it seems like you've got a more stability in this survey. It feels like your methods have been more consistent over time. So I just wanted to sort of check, are you seeing sort of the tailing off in response rates that others are seeing? Are you confident in your methods because they are delivering consistent results, or have you seen similar challenges due to the pandemic that perhaps, or changing methods that others have also observed?
There is a long history for this.